You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
About once a week, right about now, we get a chance to talk with Mark Ibanez from Channel 2. He is a legend of sports broadcasting in the Bay Area, as he will tell you himself. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Oh, man. You know, how can I get on board with you after a shot like that? And here I was ready to compliment you on your traffic report and your investigation into the chain in the pothole.
You know, no item is too small for for this show. You cover it all.
Wow, that's a deep dig right there.
So let's leave that behind us. Let's move on from it.
Yeah, you want to do that, I'm sure.
So less than a week from today, it's a big deal for people like you who are, as you told me once, baseball is what made you a sports fan to begin with, that's where you started.
Right.
Baseball's opening day is April 1st, less than a week from where we sit. How do you feel about that?
Well, they're wrapping up the Arizona part of training camp for the A's and the Giants, and they come back Sunday and do that Bay Bridge series, which is traditional. And, I think if you could ask people, do like a general survey right now, what do you want most? And I think you probably get a majority of people just saying, kind of a generic statement. I want life to return to normal, at whatever that means nowadays. And I think baseball is one of those significant landmarks, in our society where everything seems like the status quo is here. If baseball starts on schedule and we have a few fans in the stands, everything seems, anyway, on the surface, like we're heading toward normalcy, and I think that's one of those landmarks that baseball provides. The end of winter, the beginning of spring, and on comes summer, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited mostly when I see the video that we report every night of fans down there in Arizona, chasing after the home run balls and foul balls. And, they're letting a few people in. I don't know what the general capacity is, but about, I'm told 15 to 20%. So that's a good sign. And, I'm a baseball fanatic, Barry. I'm psyched up about it. I'm ready to go. I think the A's are going to be the better of the two Bay Area teams, but I think the Giants will, be entertaining because finally they got a team that can hit. So I'm looking forward to that.
So who's going to be on top in baseball this coming season? Is it Dodgers and Astros again? What about Cleveland? What are we going to do?
Well, I think, and your team, if I'm not mistaken, you originally loved the St. Louis Cardinals,
that is
right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good. I think, the Giants, their division is a situation where the Dodgers are the returning World Series champs. They won their first World Series since 1988 last fall, and they're going to be the team to beat. But they also have in their division the Padres, and then the A's, like you mentioned a second ago, the Astros are always up there, and the A's got to get by them. But you know what? The A's are a funny story because, they always seem to be the cheapskates of Major League Baseball. They don't pay a lot of big salaries, and somehow they always scrap together a good team, and they contend, and I think that'll be the case. They lost some big-time players over the winter, like Marcus Semien and Liam Hendricks, their great closer, and they still look like they're going to be one of the favorites. So it's always more entertaining if your team is a winner, as I think we've seen with kind of like the fall of the Warriors. When they were in their dynasty years, everybody had their TV glued to the Warriors, and somehow, Barry, they're a little less entertaining when they win one, they lose one, they win one, they lose one, they win three in a row, they lose three in a row. So it's been a drag. I don't know if you follow the Warriors, Barry, but Steph Curry, and he fell on that tailbone. Mm-hmm. Seems like almost 2 weeks ago, and he just he hasn't played since. So the Warriors have issues, Barry.
Yeah, that's been very apparent. I don't follow them closely, but I check the headlines and I see a few stories. So yeah, it's been such a struggle. So what are there any fans allowed when baseball resumes? Does it depend on what state you're in?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on, you know, what state you're in. For instance, this is mind-boggling to me. The Texas Rangers, who play their games actually in Arlington, and we've heard all the controversy about, Texas and opening up too soon and all that, no matter how you stand on it, one way or the other, you have to admit it's pretty controversial. And they are allowing full capacity for opening day. The Texas Rangers are going to have right around 42,000 people, in their stadium. And that's crazy, in my opinion.
It's a vast experiment we're all going to see play out in front of us. You know, is the pandemic really over? Is it really waning? Or will it come racing back because of things like this? Nobody really knows.
Yep. The best one I heard was we're trying to build the airplane while we're in midair.
Yep.
You know, nobody really knows. But, I wanted to I don't know if you have time. I don't want to overstep my bounds. But you know what? The thing that's bugging me every now and then, you'll ask me about my pet peeve or what's annoying me in sports. I don't know what you feel about this, Barry, but this week has been kind of weird. There have been some stories related to athletes and Twitter. And the Warriors coach got involved. Somebody tweeted out of context something he said. And it's just amazing to me that a lot of these athletes who are making, as we all know, millions of dollars, they get on Twitter, social media, and they start having all these arguments. And for instance, even the Warriors coach, Steve Kerr, who is usually above the fray on all things petty, he got into it with some reporter said something about him, and Kevin Durant, who left the Warriors kind of in a huff, responded to it. And all of a sudden, Steve Kerr was leading his press conference and they were talking about something that basically happened on Twitter. And it's, to me, it's out of hand. I mean, what do you think about it? 'Cause I've a really harsh opinion about what I think about Twitter.
Yeah, I use Twitter, and I like Twitter because it gives me quick, up-to-date, very rapid response to certain news things that I follow and certain news reporters I want to know about certain stories. As far as the getting in a fight thing, I don't like that on any social media, and I agree with you. If you're at the top of your game, literally in the sporting world, why do you want to waste your time with that? And why do you, care enough to engage people? You don't profit from that in any way. You're only going to make half the people angry, and the people who already like you. What's the point?
Yeah, it seems to be really childish. It's almost like taking the old school ground war of the words that we had when we were little kids onto a different platform. But I'll tell you, I'll leave you with this quick story, Barry. We had a boss a few years ago when Twitter first started, and Facebook was all cranked up, and he decided that all the on-air people at Channel 2 had to tweet something out at least three or four times a day, right? And I was dragged kicking and screaming. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Nobody cares what I'm having for lunch. And I'm not going to, that I'm, picking up my dry cleaning or whatever, And I just thought it was ridiculous. But he kept harping at me, kept on me. So I finally learned how to do it. And so we're doing the post-game show for the Raiders. And I'm watching the game, and I figured, okay, I'm going to put out my first tweet. And Barry, I literally tweeted something as innocuous as this. Derek Carr, Raiders quarterback, looks pretty good so far in the first quarter. That's all I said. I was kind of like sticking my little toe in just to get wet, right? The first response I got, you can't make this up. Mark, nobody cares what you think. Everybody hates your guts. that was my first and last tweet. I told the guy, I'm out. I'm done. My ego can't take it.
Right?
I'm too fragile, Barry.
See? We don't need this in our lives, you know?
No, I just don't think these athletes in particular need it. I know I don't need it, man. I can't deal with that. Everybody hates
your
Mark.
Guts. Yeah, it's just like, okay, back to work. Everything's normal.
I even put it in my last contract. No social media responsibilities.
Good
cannot
for you.
Do it.
Good for you. All right. Mark Ibanez from Channel 2 with the Sporting Life for this week. That was a great story. Thanks for sharing. And
I'm still damaged. Yeah. I'm still seeking therapy for it.
Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, one day after opening day, and see how things are going.
Okay, you got it, Barry. Have a good one,
and
I hope your weekend takes off nice.
Yeah, it's going to be delightful. Thanks. Take care.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.